It's fair to say that a lot has changed since the first season of The Property Playbook. Interest rates are up, rents up, inflation is up, but you know what's still the same? It's still really hard to buy your first home or investment property. So we're here to help. The Property Playbook is coming back, but better than ever. We're refreshing everything so you can be fully prepared for today's market. You'll get expert insights and practical tips to guide you through every step of buying a house.
Even though you only have a 5% deposit, you won't have any lender's mortgage insurance, and you are treated as if you do have a 20% deposit, so you also get a much better interest rate.
But I guess when it comes to flipping or renovating for profit, there's a few extra steps as part of your process, and ones that you may not necessarily consider if you were just buying like your family home.
I remember when we would go through properties, people would be like, oh, like this room is a study. And we're like, oh, well, actually, that's an extra bedroom.
And if you need a little bit of inspiration, we've got you sorted there too. This season, you'll hear from people in the She's on the Money community talking about how they managed to buy their home. You'll hear all the juicy details that you and I love.
When I came for final inspection, everything was mouldy and falling apart inside the cupboards, which meant a whole new kitchen.
So we absolutely had brokers involved to help us with that. My broker also referred us on to a lawyer that was my parents' lawyer for that.
So get excited. The Property Playbook is coming back. See you in May. New episodes launching from next week.